Yirat Hashem, the fear of being separated from God. We recently celebrated the festival of Shavuot, the moment when the children of Israel stood at Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments. Subsequently, Moses went up the mountain, and in the next 40 days he received the Torah with all the oral and written law from God on Mount Sinai. And although this happened as a historical event, the energy of the events comes around yearly as we celebrate the festivals. So now it is a good time to consider, why do we need all these commandments that we were given at that time? Who needs us to do them? God is one, indivisible, and totally whole. The Blessed One does not lack anything at all. He certainly does not need our kindnesses. It is we who need our mitzvot. Born as we are with an ego which separates us from the Holy Blessed One and from our own essential essence, it is through the practice of the mitzvot that we can come closer to God, or, as we learn in the Kabbalah, we can acquire affinity of form with the One. Someone asked me this week if there was any particular significance in the number 613, which by tradition is the total number of mitzvot, the prescribed commandments. The answer is that in fact there is significance to this number, it being the total number of limbs and vessels of the soul and of the body, for which the soul is the template. Although I'm not sure that in Western medicine, anatomically, one could find the exact number. Each mitzvah corresponds to one of these limbs or vessels. And in previous times, it was possible for people who were ill to go to the Kohen, or, more recently, to a Hasidic master who knew which mitzvah corresponded to which limb, and they would be told which mitzvah to concentrate on and thus cure their illness. For us, the number 613 appears to be somewhat overwhelming. Who could possibly keep that number of commandments? But in fact, for any particular person, there are many mitzvahs which he or she cannot do. Some mitzvot relate only to men, some only to women. Some only apply to kings, some to people who grow their own food in Eretz Israel, some only apply during the time of the temple. So in actual fact, the number that actually applies to any one person in a lifetime is very significantly less. Still, it is rather a lot, and it's a good question to ask, are there mitzvot one should concentrate on? Are there any key mitzvot which appear to be more important? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the composer of the Zohar, states that there are in fact 14 root mitzvot, 14 commandments which are central to our practice of coming closer to God, and that these 14 commandments are the roots of which the rest form the branches. And he certainly advises one to concentrate on these every day. So over the next few talks, we are going to take a look at what these mitzvot are. The first one, and the most important one, is called in Hebrew Yirat Hashem. The simple literal translation is extremely misleading as to what the essence of this mitzvah actually is. The literal translation is the fear of God. This immediately conjures up for many people old childhood images of God as an old man with a long grey beard sitting up there somewhere in the sky pointing an accusing finger. Or maybe holding a scale of judgment or some other image. This is an erroneous and serious misconception of the term. The concept of Yirat Hashem actually means the fear of being separated from God. It's a concept that just as we refrain from doing something that's deliberately going to upset a beloved companion, so we refrain from doing anything that's going to drive a wedge between ourselves and the beloved, the Creator. In the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai first explains the centrality of this mitzvah, and then he expands on its true meaning. So we're going to work in exactly the same way together with him. First, we're going to look at its centrality. This is what he says. The first mitzvah of the Torah, Yirat Hashem. And this comes from paragraph 189 of the Hakdamah LeSefer HaZohar, the introduction to the Zohar, the first volume. Bereshit bara Hashem. In the beginning, God created. These words relate to the first mitzvah of all. It is the mitzvah which is called Yirat Hashem, which is called Reshit, the beginning. As it is written, the beginning of wisdom is Yirat Hashem. That's from Psalms. Yirat Hashem is the beginning of knowledge, and that's a quotation from Proverbs. Because this matter, that is Yirah, is designated as Reshit, the beginning. And this is the gateway to enter into faith. It is on this mitzvah that the whole world stands. That's the end of the quotation from the Zohar. Like many parts of the Zohar, reading this piece is like eating space food. There's actually an awful lot of information packed into a tiny space. So we're going to have to unravel it. Take it slowly. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us that these words, Bereshit bara Hashem, which are the very first words of the whole Bible, of the whole of the Torah, actually relate to an attitude which is very important for us. It is on this mitzvah, he says, that the whole world stands. The world, meaning a person is a little world. Stands means that it's our existence, it's our ability to complete what we came on earth to do, and that it's this mitzvah which helps us to do that. These words relate to the mitzvah of not wanting to do anything that will cause us to become separate from God. It is that mitzvah of the attitude of Yirat Hashem. To understand what this really is, we have to know first, what is it that causes us to be separate from Hashem, and how do we avoid that? A human being is born with an innate will to receive. This will to receive stems from the very purpose of creation. The light of God, which is the cause of the creation, has one desire. That desire is to give goodness to the created beings. In order to fulfill that desire, the light of God had to create a being with the will to receive all that the light wanted to give. And this is the origin of the will to receive, which characterizes all created beings. In the human, this desire is the origin of what we call the ego. It expresses itself in many ways. It can express itself in a way which is just wanting to receive everything for itself entirely, without thought of anyone else. Or it can express itself in ways which are receiving, but only for the sake of giving pleasure to the giver. In other words, we can change the direction of the ego. And as we know, it expresses itself in many diverse ways and different measures, and in between these two extremes. When we receive ourselves alone, without consideration of anyone else, we are in opposition of form to the light of God. As we said earlier, the light of God has only one desire, and that is of giving goodness to the created beings. Receiving for oneself alone, which is the opposite in its desire to the light of God. So therefore, this action, if carried out, leads us to be separate, leads us to separation between ourselves and the light of God. Because in the spiritual worlds, two things become united when they are united in desire or in affinity of form. Thus, if we want to be one with God, then we need to act in such a way that will not cause us to be separate. What are these actions? Well, they are all included in the thou shalt nots. Do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and all the other 365 thou shalt nots, don't do's. These form the basis, the very fundamental basis of our work. Before we can come actively close to God, we have to refrain from becoming separate. By abiding by these commandments, and that means in general, being careful, being aware, not doing anything that may cause us to become in opposition of form from the light of God, thinking about how we're using our egos, we stay close to our beloved. And it is thus this mitzvah which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai calls Reshit, the beginning. In our next talk, we will be looking at how is it the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, and the gateway of faith.